Loyola Academy isn't fooling around when they boast about superior educational resources on their website. In today's tour, with Sybil as my guide, I've learned that there is a dedicated building for almost every subject. College-level classes are the norm, and there are a billion languages to choose from. In addition to the plethora of athletics on offer, there's also an Olympic-sized swimming pool at our disposal. Oh, and a student who actually went to the Olympics at 14. If I wasn't intimidated before, Sybil's offhand comments aren't helping as she throws out statistics about how 30 to 40% of students matriculate at top colleges. I knew coming here that the athletics would be rigorous, but Sybil's word of choice is cutthroat. While I've always done well in school, this isn't just about keeping up good grades. It's about being the best at everything, full stop. This is kind of insane, I murmur as we stroll across the quad. Sybil laughs. Tell me about it. You're in another world now, Cherry Bomb. There's a hierarchy here. The girls will see you as a threat, and they will test you. And the boys will want a piece of the fresh meat. You have to remember, these are kids who have been top performers since the age of 5. They expect to be the future 1%, and they will accept nothing less. That means trampling over anyone they see as competition. Great. It's not all bad, though. She shrugs. The pressure really gets to people. We have some rager parties. Really? I question. Don't people get caught? Nah. She smooths back her long brown hair and knots it at the base of her neck with a hair tie. I mean, sometimes. But usually the teachers here don't pay attention. There are a couple you have to avoid, but for the most part, a lot of stuff flies under the radar. Last year, when I was sneaking into my boyfriend's dorm, I crossed paths with my math teacher, who was sneaking into the married science teacher's house. We both just stopped and stared at each other, then went on our merry way. Neither of us ever said a word. Holy crap! I glance around the mammoth-sized campus, noting the distance between buildings. In the dark, I guess it wouldn't be too hard to fly under the radar, particularly with teachers who are too busy looking the other way to care. And that's not even the worst of it, she says. There are quite a few hookup spots around campus. Let me just say that more than a couple of teachers have been caught making out in the dark, too. I guess they get just as sick of these confines as we do. I've heard stories about boarding schools, I admit. I just never put much stock into it. What do you expect when you put a bunch of kids with affluenza and little parental supervision into one giant melting pot? Sybil shrugs. True, I nod. Is there anything else I need to know? She considers the question for a second before she starts pointing out the dorms and rattling off their reputations. If you need Adderall to cram for a test, which you don't, you could get it from Lyons Hall. And if you do ever decide to sneak into the boys' dorms, always work out a system with someone on the lower level. It's so much easier to climb through an open window and work your way up to the top inside. Right, I smirk. I'll remember that. Except boys aren't even a fleeting thought in my mind right now. I have more important things to worry about.